This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Breakfast is ready.
Morning, Laura Bennett.
Good morning, Duncan Robinson. Hello, everyone. Now, do your socks and your undies go in the same drawer? Do you fold them? Because over the weekend, did the, you know, weekly tidy up. I also discovered where all your missing socks are. They were at the end of the bed. Because when I changed my sheets, out fell all the socks that I've lost.
You wear socks to bed.
In winter, of course you do.
Good idea going in, but your tootsies get too hot and you have to take them off, don't
you? One doesn't, and then they end up with a missing sock. 1-300-40-2020. Good morning, Sue. How do you arrange your sock drawer?
Hi, Laura. Oh, I'm like you, big time.
Yes.
But you just throw everything in there together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and bras.
Yeah,
what?
The whole shebang.
Sue, they're
all... Oh, not camisoles and not stockings. They don't go there. They go somewhere else.
Excellent,
bras and undies all together.
Same genre. Thank you, Sue.
And I don't even get around to putting the socks together. I just go for a bit of a rifle at a hunt. I get lucky if I get two the same colour.
What? It's like Mad Max in your wardrobe.
1-300-40-2020. Good morning, Mark. Do you put your socks and undies in the same drawer?
No, I definitely do not.
Thank you, Mark. You obviously keep socks and underpants separate. Why is your what's your logic behind that?
I think it's just as abstract as putting beanies and shorts in the same drawer. Like, it's two different pieces of clothing.
You are absolutely right. We spend our entire lives going through not bringing our crotch and our feet together. So why would you want to do it in your wardrobe?
1-300-40-2020. Hello, Catherine. Do you put your socks and undies in the same drawer?
Well, I don't, but I want to know what Duncan's going to do when his kids are teenagers and everything cohabitates on the floor.
Listen, I feel like my 4.5-year-old son is already there and I just embrace the pile that's on the ground.
1-300-40-2020. Hello, Ben. Do you put your socks and undies in the same drawer?
Yes, and I also put singlets in
there. Oh, singlets too.
Why would you throw singlets in there as well?
It's a good idea, dear Ben. Don't you worry. You don't need an answer for Duncan because that is a good...
Did he just laugh at me?
He did because that's what should happen. 0-44-840-2020. Do you put your socks and undies in the same drawer? James says that she does undies, socks, hankies, bras all in one. Yes, James.
It's like a Swiss Army knife drawer. That's the kitchen drawer where you just put tidbits in. It should belong in the wardrobe. I know that Sean jumped on here as well. He says that he does socks and undies in the same drawer.
Thank you. I know that Sean is a man of reason. 1-300-40-2020. Mark, how are you arranging your sock drawer?
They're in separate drawers, but my socks and undies are a little different because they've got the days of the week on it. So Mondays, I wear Monday socks and Monday undies, which are much of a annoys my wife tremendously. So
Does it actually work though? Because I feel like I wouldn't get my washing done in sync with when I have the dirty undies.
The wife, if she tries to play mind games, will leave one out. So suddenly I'm going, hang on, I've got Wednesday socks, but not Wednesday undies. Where are they?
Mark, I have a feeling, though, if I saw you on Friday and you were wearing Monday, I should probably keep my distance, right?
Exactly. Well, at least if I go missing, they know what day I've gone missing.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
On Hope 103.2.
So in Christendom, broke up your lawn. So excited, and make your last spectacular.
With over 170,000 words in the English language, it's time for us to plumb a few of the more peculiar ones.
Yes.
To share, to expand our vocabulary horizons.
We like to bring them to you on a Monday so that when you get into work and you have to start sending emails, chatting to fellow colleagues, you can use words that they may not be aware of and you just up your status.
That's right.
What's your word?
Laura, my word for you today is limerence.
Oh, limerence. Is that to do with limousines and then some kind of deference, like I defer my limousine, limerence.
It has nothing to do with limousines, but there might be a little bit of deferral in there.
Okay.
So limerence is also known as an infatuated love. So for instance, my limerence for Nick Kyrgios grows with every single person who pulls out of a tournament ahead of him. So that he might become a better tennis player.
I see what you did there. Limerence. Okay.
Limerence.
My word for you. I always pick ones that I don't know how to pronounce. Demesne. So D-E-M-E-S-N-E. D-E-M-E-N-E. Demesne.
Demesne.
Yes.
It's a colloquial saying that refers to a man's knee. Demen's knee.
Demen's knee.
Demen's
totally.
Knee.
Urban Dictionary will have that one. No, I would say that Mayweather's demen's knee is in the boxing ring. It means...
Oh, his forte, like his prowess.
Well, his dominion, his territory. So his territory is the boxing ring. Demen's knee. Yeah. And his knees are probably in there too, so you're close.
My limerence for our ability to use vernacular spectacular for demen's knee of vocabulary.
Do you or do you not dunk your cookies in your tea or coffee? The Oreo researchers.
Lunacy.
Well, they spent weeks on end working out the prime dunking time.
Yep.
Turns out, a little bit of softness, about 2 seconds. If you want it to fall apart and crumble, you're going for a minute.
They spent weeks on end trying to formulate something which is a horrible thing to do to a cookie.
1-300-40-2020. Good morning, Brian. Do you dunk your cookie?
Yes, I do. If you have a packet of New Zealand ginger nuts, you have to dunk your cookie.
Yes, thank you, Brian.
Brian, why are you choosing ginger nuts? That's like a cruel form of cookie torture.
Oh, no, man. You can't eat a dry cookie, like a dry ginger nut without dunking it, man, because you'll break your teeth, believe me.
Exactly. Oh. See, Brian, thank you for your wisdom this morning on 1-300-40-2020.
We got a couple of texts coming in. Titania says, no way! Why would you eat a soggy cookie? The crunch is the best part of it.
Excuse me.
Thank you, Titania.
No, ladies and gentlemen, though, when you get the best cookie out of the oven, is it not a little bit soft? It's a little bit gooey. So now, even if you're not eating a fresh cookie, you're getting it as if it was fresh.
Oh, what? No. That's the whole purpose of a soft, fresh cookie. You don't need to dunk it.
1-300-40-2020. Danica, good morning. Do you dunk your cookie or not?
Good morning. I don't dunk, but I think it's important that it is a biscuit. We live in Australia, not a cookie.
Ah.
Oh, sorry. Listen, I spent 5 years in the States, Danica, and I make a mistake on that. Do you have a favourite biscuit to dunk?
No dunking.
She's a no dunker.
Oh, sorry.
Dunking.
What's your favourite biscuit not to dunk?
Something homemade.
Yeah.
Sugar-free.
Oh, and sugar-free.
Okay.
Wow.
Very nice.
Healthy.
Okay.
Nice.
Bernadette's jumped on. She says, I used to dunk my cookies before, but sorry, I've gotten older and I do like the crunch.
But when you get older is when it gets dangerous because then you have dentures and it starts to become risky to not dunk your cookie.
I don't have any dentures.
Also on the text 0448402020, Rebecca says that she absolutely does not dunk the biscuits. I'm going to change it to biscuits in tea or coffee. She says, Duncan, that you're right because the crunchiness is what offsets the drink. Blah, blah, goes on to say other things that we don't need to know.
Oh, this is turning into a landslide right now. 6 a.m, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm great, Duncan. Hey, Laura, how you doing?
Very well. What is your opinion on cookie dunking?
Thou shalt not dunk.
Oh,
yes. Do you have a favourite cookie not to dunk?
Anzac biscuits.
Oh, good.
I like them, but no, don't dunk them.
Very Australian.
Jeff, 1-300-40-2020. Ben, your opinion on dunking biscuits?
You gotta dunk them.
Ben, you do?
What are you doing, man? What are you dunking?
Biscuits, anything. Anzac biscuits, chocolate biscuits, anything. You gotta dunk it, Duncan.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
In Australia, we are no strangers to the effects of flooding, particularly when you remember what's happening in Queensland and other areas.
Well, it's in our national anthem, right? Droughts and flooding rains.
Yeah. It's all part of it. But in Houston at the moment and other parts of Texas, after Hurricane Harvey made landfall last Friday, they're still underwater. There is more rain expected. At least 14 people have died so far, 3,000 rescued. And it's estimated that about 30,000 people are going to need emergency shelters, nearly 500,000. Expected to seek disaster aid. Joining us this morning is Carter Price, the host of KSBJ's morning show in Houston. Hi, Carter.
Hey, Laura. Hey, Duncan. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Honestly, there is a lot of optimism here, and the circumstances are dire, have been dire, that you've seen on national and international news. And it's, the circumstances aren't fun, but we've really seen neighbor helping neighbor, and we've seen God shine through this. And I don't know why bad stuff happens. Like, that's the million-dollar question, right? But if people are able to be brought to Him, it's just, it's so incredible and so worth it when we see how America is divided, you guys probably know, with political and racial barriers that we've had in America lately, it is so cool to see everybody just drop it and just go, you know what? That's not important. What's important is people are loved by the God that created us, and let's help each other out.
What's the access been like around your studio?
I have not been able to make it in about 3 days. We went in Sunday when this kind of started, and really in my area, I'm in a northern suburb of Houston called Spring, and I can't go east. I can't go south. Right now I'm driving north on a highway. And our neighborhood's fine. We're very blessed in that, but at the station, we had a skeleton crew running it. My co-host, Rochelle, she did the morning show and the afternoon show 2 days in a row.
Wow.
Slept at the station both days, and now we're off the air, unfortunately. And so we're anxious to be able to, when these waters recede, that's a prayer that you can pray in Australia, that these waters recede and we can get cranking, man. Like, we can get back at it and help people and the right people that need it and get hope and inspiration out there. And honestly, yeah, what you see in the headlines are dire, and it's unlike anything we've ever seen. But there's so much good. And a little of the statistics, though, like I couldn't even believe this. Hurricane Katrina dumped, I believe it, they said 6 or 7 trillion gallons. And that's, I believe that statistic is a storm as a whole. So that's not just right on New Orleans. That's in general.
Mm-hmm.
But Hurricane Harvey has dumped 14 trillion gallons of water.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, Carter, because one of the things you think about is it wasn't just when the waters subsided, but it was that challenge to rebuild Katrina afterwards, and you saw thousands of people displaced to other areas of the states. Are we going to see likely that kind of internal displacement from Houston post this event?
You know, I read a little bit about that today. What's interesting, and God bless these people, there's a few thousand people that relocated to Houston after Katrina, and I know there's got to be some people that have been through both of these. I mean, both are the worst hurricanes in history. It's crazy. But economically, Houston is a driving force that New Orleans isn't. And that's not like a diss or anything. It's just that a lot more people lived here before the disaster. Oil is a big thing here. And honestly, what I read is that maybe a weighing factor in that is how much insurance companies are able to pay out. Because if people can't rebuild their literal home, then maybe they do. But there's so many people and so much business in Houston that I it'll take a dip, but I don't see much, honestly.
Carter, thank you so much for giving us the update. Absolutely praying for you guys as a station, but also the city there as a whole as well.
Thank you, guys. And, of course, you know, the Red Cross, Samaritan's Purse, I don't know what you guys were able to help with overseas, but definitely a prayer, and not from a guilty place. Enjoy your day. Enjoy what you're doing. But if you think of it, maybe set a reminder and shoot up a prayer for sure.
It was the most random thing that happened over the weekend. I was pulling out of Bunnings and I saw a bridal car pull in. It turned out that a married couple went into Bunnings for a snag after this. They tied the knot.
It's ridiculous. What did you get up to on your wedding day other than just get married? Because I feel like your wedding day, you've got to get ready and all of that stuff. But particularly for the gent as well, like, there's a lot of free time on that day. Like, can you fit in like a good footy match or something beforehand and then have an afternoon wedding? Hello, Lydia.
Hi, good morning, guys.
What did you do?
Well, funny enough, we had plenty of time after church, so we went to KFC too.
Weren't you hit up the big bucket?
Well, what happened was all the boys came out, like, you know, the groom and the page, whatever, everybody, and we all, you know, walked out, and they stood in line, but we lost our wedding certificate there too, somewhere in between reception and KFC, and yeah, we did. We got the bucket, and this was in 1984, by the way.
Yeah.
And we had to, after the honeymoon, 1 week later, we went and got, had to get another certificate.
Now, were you doing original recipe or the zinger?
Original,
of course, the best, for sure.
Lydia, it seems like fast food is the way to go, because also on the text line 0448 40 2020, we've got a gentleman who pulled over to a Mr. Whippy ice cream truck. They all got ice cream, some great photos of the bridal gown with the ice cream and some of the page boys.
Man, we're unearthing a little bit of a trend here. 1-300-40-2020, what did you do that was unusual for your wedding day? Because a couple stopped in at Bunnings.
Good morning to you, Maria. What else did you get up to on your wedding day?
We stopped at Hungry Jack's.
Really? What did you hit up from Hungry Jack's?
We woke up very early in the morning, so didn't really have enough time to have breakfast. Mm-hmm. And we got really hungry after the ceremony in the church.
Oh, that is brilliant. Amazing. I feel like people forget you do get very hungry on the big day. 1-300-40-2020. What else did you do on your wedding day? Good morning to you, Darlene. What were you up to?
I got married around 2 months ago, and on the morning of my wedding, I was real chill and relaxed getting my hair done, so I thought I'd chuck on some Bachelor reruns.
What, just in case you weren't happy with your option?
No, I love The Bachelor. So.
1-300-40-2020. Good morning, Mark.
G'day, guys.
What did you get up to for your wedding day?
Tandem skydiving before the wedding, just the blokes.
Well, hold on, just the lads went out for skydiving?
Yes. So you could say I took two big leaps of faith. That's what I say.
How did your wife feel about it?
I didn't tell her till that night. She didn't ask it straight, just in case something went wrong.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan
on Hope 103.2.
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
The bath mat shuffle, it is a thing, Duncan Robinson.
I'm dumbfounded by it. I didn't even think this was a thing.
Excuse me, it is. 1-300-40-2020. Do you do the bath mat shuffle? Now, what we're talking about, I didn't realise that this was apparently a weird habit, but when I get out of the shower, the bath mat starts out of the shower to catch the initial dribbles from getting out.
Yeah, okay.
And then you shimmy, shimmy, shimmy over to the section where you're actually going to dry yourself when you've got room to move the elbows. Look, I'm glad I'm not doing that in front of a mirror, let's be honest.
So you're doing like a MC Hammer Time kind of shuffle over on the bath mat, grab your towel to dry yourself off.
Yes.
I've never done this in my life.
You leave a puddle for Carly to have to clean up.
I just can't believe that everyone would be doing this. 1-300-40-2020, do you do the bath mat shuffle?
Good morning, Jen.
Yes, I definitely do the bathroom shuffle. I can't believe that you just leave a wet puddle on the floor, Duncan.
Well, I do have toddlers and kids, so it's always wet in there. So how far do you have to shuffle to get to your towel or wherever you're drying yourself?
It's about three little shuffles.
Yeah, just a small wiggle. Thank you, Jen.
A little wiggle to get over to where you dry yourself.
1-300-40-2020 or text 0448-40-2020. Tim says, the bath mat shimmy, it's totally a thing.
Wow.
Good morning, Megan. Do you need to do the shuffle?
We don't anymore. We used to, but then when we renovated our bathroom, we put our shower closer to the towel rack, so now I can just open the door, grab my towel, shut the door again and stay in the warmth of the shower to dry myself.
But hold on, when you dry yourself in the shower, Megan, doesn't the towel get wet when you go for your legs?
We have a huge shower, but I tell you what, when I'm finished drying my legs, I get out onto the bath mat in order to dry my feet.
So
there's no puddles. All the puddles stay in the shower and the bath mat is relatively dry.
Right.
Well done, Megan. That's the solution. Do some renos.
I feel like I'm learning so much. I've never done the shimmy in my life.
1-300-40-2020. Rebecca, are you doing the bath mat shimmy?
I used to, but now that I've got the bath runner, like the really long bath mat, I don't have to anymore.
Oh. So it's like a hallway carpet except for your bathroom. That's incredible.
Morning, Robin. Are you shuffling?
No, I don't shuffle. It's absolutely dry yourself in the shower and water gets nowhere. I don't even have a bath mat.
But, right, surely you've got to have wet feet or at least ankles as well, because otherwise if you dry too low, the towel dips into the shower water and it gets wet.
No problems whatsoever.
Thank you, Robin. You've clearly got a talent that Duncan doesn't have. Good morning, Rob. You got a male perspective?
I have, and I do shuffle, Duncan, so you need to man up, mate.
How far do you shuffle out of a shower?
Probably half a metre. I shuffle over to the drawers and the sink. But what you should do is walk over to the towel and then shuffle back and clean up your own mess, mate.
Duncan leaves a giant puddle.
I leave a puddle.
Learn the skill that Rob's got, you'll never have a wet bathroom ever again. 1-300-40-2020. Good morning, Kim. Do you shuffle?
Good morning, guys. How are you? Love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Are you a shuffler?
Oh, definitely, mate. I dry off myself in the shower, but then I step out and I shuffle across the floor to get to my clothes.
But if you're getting out of the shower now, aren't you dry? Why do you need to do the shuffle?
You're making this more complicated than it needs to be, Duncan. All you got to do is learn to do the bath mat shimmy. There'll be no wet puddles. Carly and the kids will be pleased because no one's slipping over or having to clean up your mess.
I'm going home after the show. I'm going to do the bath mat shuffle, see how it goes. Should I report in tomorrow? I don't know what I should do with this.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan. new release Thursday.
Russ Matthews from Real Dialogue and The Big Picture. He's joining us to talk about the new film in cinemas today. It's called Gifted.
Please don't make me go. You can keep homeschooling me.
Tell you everything I know. No more argument, okay? We've discussed this ad nauseum.
What's ad nauseum?
You don't know? Wow, looks like someone needs school.
Me what 3 plus 3 is.
Everyone knows it's 6.
Mary, can you stand up, please?
Can you tell me what 57 multiplied by 135 is? Okay.
7,695. The square root is 87.7 and change. Now, what does ad nauseum mean?
She sounds incredibly brilliant. Good morning, Russ.
Oh, it is just a brilliant film. I mean, I think you guys are going to really enjoy this one. This is the latest film for Chris Evans would be actually our looking at Frank Adler. Chris Evans is our Captain America, as many would know him as. But this is one of the most understated kind of melodramas, as you like, about a single man who's actually raising his niece and in the process of getting her put into school, comes to realize or actually exposes the fact that she's actually a brilliant mathematician. And the reason why he's actually been kind of in hiding for a while is he's trying to kind of keep her away from Evelyn Adler, his mother, because she actually wants her to go on to be this great mathematician, which, come to find out, Mary's mother was a great mathematician until she unfortunately died.
Russ, are you kidding me? You haven't mentioned a single car chase. There's not a single alien invasion. No one has superpowers. This movie is just a cartel of secret mathematicians who have come together to create a propaganda film to make us all love math, isn't it?
It's a lot more than that. Really. I mean, I know it's got Chris Evans. So you're saying, and also, what's interesting about it is that Chris Evans is in it, but also Mark Webb is the director, and he was the director of the amazing Spider-Man films. And so there's kind of a superhero thing as far as in the background, but really this is a great film. It's better. It's more than just kind of Hidden Figures or Goodwill Hunting. It really has to do with probably one of the most family-friendly films that's come out in a while. Even though there are some adult themes and some adult language, I would definitely probably recommend this probably for kind of like the teen and older audience, but it is just a great film about family and the sacrifices that people make and they're willing to do.
It's nice to see something like this coming out with a different story to the ones we have seen of late. Russ, how many would you give it out of 5?
Oh, this one actually gets a 3.5, moving towards a 4 out of 5. I mean, it's just a really, well, it's also like you were saying, probably it's been a while since we've had a film that you could really take the family to and not be embarrassed by or be concerned about. I mean, it's not really for young children, but it's definitely one, even though it has a young child in it. McKenna Grace is amazing. But I definitely would recommend it for families.
Russ Matthews, thank you very much.
Have a great one. See you in the movies.
It is Thursday. Now it is that time of the week where we expand our minds.
Yes.
Stretch the grey matter and plumb the milky depths of the cerebellum for a thoughtful thought.
By this time of the week, you know, you've started to have some pretty grand ideas and thinking moments.
Indeed.
Just got to put your hand in there and rummage around and see what we can find. So what have you found?
Allow me to give you this nugget of goodness.
Okay.
Your fingers have fingertips.
Yes.
Yet your toes do not have toe tips, but you can tiptoe.
Well, that's just showing favouritism, isn't it?
I know.
Wow, where's the equality?
What a play on words.
I'm going to keep the foot theme going.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed that when you step on someone's foot, their mouth opens like a rubbish bin?
Do you think that's where they got the idea for a rubbish can?
I don't know. Well, it's a much better idea to do it to a rubbish bin than it is to do it to an actual person.
What if you've got a very fussy baby who won't eat the food? Could you squeeze its foot and therefore open its mouth to feed it?
Yes, parenting experts right here in Thoughtful Thoughts.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan.
On Hope 103.2.
What's going on in Sydney? What's going on in Sydney?
We have Rochelle, our night owl, to help us out with that one. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Did you do that intro yourself, Rochelle?
No, I got our guy to do it. Mitzi's fantastic.
Yeah, Tom's got skills.
Tom is fantastic.
And what is coming up in Sydney over the weekend?
There is a lot of food-related things coming up in Sydney this weekend. And the first one is for you, Duncan.
Yeah.
It is a man versus wings eating competition.
You are speaking my love language. What do you got?
It is in Surly's in Darlinghurst, and you have to book a slot online. There's five heaps, there's heaps of spaces, and you get eight wings and a drink, but you have to finish it the fastest and with one hand.
I think eating eight wings pretty quick would be easy, I'd reckon. Like, eight is not very many.
If you know the technique, you can churn through those wings pretty quick.
Can you with one hand, though?
Yeah, absolutely, because once you learn to snap the bone and then suck the meat off, it's game on.
You can't say snap the bone when it comes to anything you're about to
eat. I'm saying snap it and then suck that meat off it.
Okay, if you're not into meat and you're into everything that's not meat, actually, there's a vegan day.
Hey,
are they next to each other? Because that could be a fight.
Yeah, they actually are.
Oh, they are. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, in Glebe, most of the shops are doing a vegan special. I don't know what that means.
I mean, it's terrible food.
Yeah. Soy patties. That's what I assumed. And you can pick up your map for what you want to see from the cruelty-free shop in Glebe.
Hey,
if
you
wanted to go and do that.
So nice.
But if you're not into food and you're into growing stuff, there is a succulent growing and styling workshop in Centennial Park, and you get to keep the plant.
That's cool. I like that idea.
That's really good. And succulents, too. Like, for base-level plants, that is the easiest thing to keep.
And succulents are hashtag on trend right now. They're popular.
Thank you, Rochelle, keeping us on across all the trends as well.
Rochelle is so cool. She said hashtag.
What does that mean? Look, we know that the Laura and Duncan wet wipes, they're pretty cool.
Pretty amazing.
But this morning we have got, just for you, just for Father's Day, Laura and Duncan barbecue rub. You know what it's going to do?
No longer will that piece of steak be average and flavoured. Instead, it will be gently textured with smoked paprika, cumin, onion powder, and a variety of other spices to spice up your life.
1-300-40-2020. There is only four of these on offer right now. 1-300-40-2020. All you've got to do to win is give us your best dad joke.
Why did the picture go to jail? I don't know. Because it was framed. What did the ocean say to the shore? Nothing, it just waved.
That's good.
1-300-40-2020. Bring your best dad joke, and we've got your bespoke barbecue rub. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
Hello. So what is your best dad joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Thermos.
Thermos who?
There must be a better joke than this.
Hey! Nathan, you're taking home some bespoke barbecue rub. Congratulations.
Sweet as thanks.
1-300-40-2020. Hello, Dean.
Good morning.
Do you have a dad joke for us, mate?
Yes. Did you hear about the man that made himself a wooden motor car?
I did not hear about the man who made himself a wooden motor car.
It wouldn't start.
Dean, thank you. You're taking home some Laura and Duncan bespoke wet wipes. Oh my gosh. Actually, hey, bespoke barbecue rub. 1-300-40-2020. Hello, Ruby.
Hi.
Hello. So what is your dad joke?
Did you hear about the movie Constipation?
No.
No.
It never came out.
Ruby, thank you. So taking home some Laura and Duncan bespoke barbecue rub. Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
Hello. What is your best dad joke?
What did the ground say to the earthquake?
Oh, I don't know.
What did the ground say to the earthquake?
You cracked me up.
Lauren, congratulations. Laura and Duncan bespoke barbecue rub. It's yours.
Thank you.
Hey, no worries. Laura, did I ever tell you about my fear of elevators?
Yes.
I'm taking steps to overcome it.
The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast. Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.